Memorial of the Black Rock, Châtillon. The memorial erected at the Black Rock in Châtillon is on the roadside near to where the Maquisards positioned themselves during an ambush by a German column. It was the first guerrilla action of the fighters of Camp Daniel Casanova. According to Jean Amelin, we arrived at dawn in the curves between Monet-sur-Allier and La Racherie. Even before we had found a suitable place to set up our ambush, we were surprised by the arrival of a German troop of about 200 men on a night march on foot to their cantonment on Saint-Poussin. Prudently, I ordered us to withdraw, which moreover did not go unnoticed, but without any damage. Clandestine and war name. I had formed a group of 8 FTPs from the Casanova camp. The two brothers, Lucien and Georges Arambeau, the horse and the jacket, a comrade of Spanish origin, Ramos, he was called Fab, Henri Veniette, who was called Jean, Paul Pommier, who was called Alfred, Godet, who was called Lafleur, and Louis Allegre Le Villeux. Renaud Gratien plus Captain Dufeu, known as Sapin, with me to organise this ambush. First of all, get ready to leave. I was dealing with comrades who had never been involved in guerrilla action. The newly formed FTP group had no experience in the use of weapons or in the tactics of successful ambushes. For them, therefore, there was something extraordinary about attacking a German column. Admittedly, it was not very important, and they only had about 10 vehicles. But in any case, whether there were 40 or 100, it was of no importance, since only the first elements of the column were being tackled. As soon as it was felt that the riposte was becoming dangerous, that it would no longer be possible to hold out, it was imperative to withdraw. Hence the importance in this matter of preparing the path of withdrawal. We can say that we had chosen the ideal place for this operation. The area was wooded up to the side of the road, and a very bushy brush with big boulders went up very far up the hill so we could approach very discreetly and we could take off, well sheltered, when we left. In these conditions, we didn't risk much. Guerrilla apprentices. But what surprised me the most was the attitude of the boys I had brought. I had entrusted the machine gun to the Spaniard, Ramos. He was the only one in the group who had already had solid military experience acquired during the Spanish War in the ranks of the Republicans. We had placed him on the highest rock, and he was in charge of providing protection for our withdrawal. We had knocked down a tree across the road at the entrance to the bend to stop the Germans who were heading towards Moulins. As the convoy stopped, Sapin threw his plastic grenade at the first vehicle. Well aimed, the car flattened out like a cake. And it was in the general panic of the German column where we were able to copiously douse them with machine gun fire. Without further ado, we stalled and headed back up the coast through the coppice without any damage. With one vehicle destroyed, the Germans had left around 20 dead in the operation.